How's it going, America? Land of the free, home of the indentured servant. Don't worry, they'll give you a stipend. Talking about the idea that the progressives are starting to push now, and you may think this is so far-fetched and absurd, of national service. And yeah, it is far-fetched and absurd. It's anti-American. Basically make you go volunteer for some environmental group or some hippie group. Maybe you have to sit in a drum circle for a certain number of weeks a year. But they want to compel it for a year of everybody between the ages of 18 and 25. And the reason I'm bringing this up now, even though this is probably a long way off, is because it is a long way off, which means that it is there eventually at the horizon. Because like all progressive ideas, no matter how bad they are, they don't go away. If you look at the great dictatorships throughout history, the progressive dictatorships, and most dictators are, in fact, and have been progressive. Look in the 20th century. They've killed probably almost close to 200 million people in Germany and Russia, China, and places like that. But they also had a cult of personality built around their leader. Not saying that's happening now. And the sense of yourself is not yourself. You are not you. You are part of something. You are a small cog in a bigger cause. And to instill that in people and to indoctrinate people with that, they, the powers that be, the government, set up a system with in which they indoctrinated the youth. They brought the youth in to be part of various groups with various different sounding ominous names. Some involving great, you know, the leader's name, some involving the cause, whatever it was, they brought them in and indoctrinated them into this way of life so they would become less questioning when the government wanted to do something that the government had no business doing. We're seeing that happen here because all progressive ideas are old ideas, failed ideas. They've done horribly and done horrible damage throughout history because some people just don't want to do it. Some people like the idea of being free. It's a weird concept to our progressive friends. Of course, they're all free. These people talking about this are multimillionaires, if not billionaires, riding high in Aspen right now, where, you know, the closest you get to somebody who lives a real life in America is the guy who takes your plate away after your catered lunch. But that doesn't stop them, the progressive, from imposing their will, seeking to impose their will on people. And the latest, greatest cause celeb of these fascists is national service. The idea of giving back, in air quotes. That's something they throw around all the time. You've got to give back. It's important that we give back. Give back, give back, give back. Well, if you're forced to do it, it's not giving. If the government does it, it's not giving. It's compulsory. And that's really at the heart of what they want to do. They want to compel you into becoming a community organizer, into becoming involved with community organizing, which, you know, spit out our current president. That sort of mentality. They want to ingrain that into people on a mass scale starting young. It's disturbing, and it will get legs because it's a feel-good measure, because don't you want to give everybody a sense of community? This from the people who separate everybody out by their genitals, their race, their skin color, what they do with their genitals, their income. They spend all this time and energy pitting everybody against one another, creating this false America. And then they say, we've got the solution for it. Basically, just become a slave for a year to the state and all will be well. They want to compel it to the point that it is a criteria by which future employment is based, on which future employment is based. They want you to be asked, well, where did you serve when you go for a job interview? And if you somehow manage to escape the grasp of government, you will be punished for not participating. That's what they want. They want to judge. They want to indoctrinate. And then they want to judge people who refuse to be indoctrinated. They want to create a stigma around people who dare want to think for themselves all the time, cheering themselves for being such rebels and original thinkers. It's disgusting. But the man who is really at the tip of the spear of this is a man named Alan Kazay. He is a multi-millionaire, hundreds of millions of dollars, if not $1 billion. He's founded a whole, I can tell you right now, he's the son of a surgeon and a nurse. He went to St. Paul's private prep school up in Concord, New Hampshire. You know, they don't you know, they don't offer scholarships to people out there, especially to sons of surgeons. And then he went to Harvard and then to Harvard Law School. So, you know, he certainly wasn't on food stamps as a child, but he certainly knows in his mind how someone on food stamps or someone from modest means. My father drove a forklift for 30 years. My mother was disabled. She couldn't work. So it wasn't like we were rolling up to high school in a Rolls Royce. But he knows what's best for me. He knows what's best for you. More importantly, they know what's best for your children. It is compulsory national service. The Huffington Post sat down with Alan yesterday. Let's take a break here. We come back after traffic, then we can play it more uninterrupted. But the perverted notion of what the country needs, and more importantly, what poor and middle-class Americans need, could only come from the mind of privilege. And we have both him and we have Maria Shriver talking about what's best for you, because they, having lived their lives in a privileged way, certainly know better than you what's good for you.